So in collaboration with Paul Farrow, the BCAC group, etc., using these five markers that I told you, ER, PR, HER2, basal cytokeratin, and EGFR, over 10,000 breast cancers have now been analyzed. And just by stratifying them with these five markers, you can divide them into luminal-like tumors that are ER and or PR positive. And that's about 78% of breast cancers. And then there will be a subset of these that might overexpress HER2, we presume as a result of amplification. And then ER and PR negative breast cancers, which are themselves divided in now three groups, the HER2 enriched, the ones that are triple negative and negative for both or either, if you don't have the results for both, cytokeratin 5-6 and EGFR, and then the true core basal tumors, which are the ones that besides being triple negative are also positive for either cytokeratin 5-6 or EGFR. And if you look at using this to stratify the tumors, you see why it is important to do it. This is a paper published by the Vancouver group, clearly showing, if you look down here, that the prognosis in triple negative tumors that don't have basal markers is substantially better than the ones that do. And this is from the publication that is being reviewed, where Paul Farrow is the senior author. And in this publication, we have looked at a very large number of ER negatives and PR negatives, 2,300 tumors.